Okay, let's go back to that poll I just mentioned. According to the Pew Research Center's final poll released just a short time ago, President Obama has edged ahead of Mitt Romney 50% to 47%. Andy Kohut is Pew's president. He's with me now. And Andy, give us some more details about your findings.
Well, a week ago, among our sample of likely voters, we had 47% for Obama, 47% for Romney, dead even. Our survey of likely voters finds 48% for Obama, 45% for Romney, a statistically significant lead. And when we allocate the undecideds based upon a number of indicators in our models, we continue to get a 3.50 to 47 edge for Obama, and that would be our projection of the popular vote as best we can do it here 2 days before the election.
What accounts for the change from last week when it was a dead heat?
Well, part of it probably has to do with Obama's handling of the hurricane. Two-thirds of the likely voters we questioned said they approved of the way he handled it. Even a plurality of Republicans said so. And more importantly, 63% of the swing voters said they approved of Obama's dealing with this issue. So that's one thing. Secondly, we've seen since early October following that first debate, Obama gradually beginning to come back. He had drawn even by last weekend, but now he's edged ahead. And I want to put the emphasis on edge. We still have 11% of this sample saying, you know, we could possibly change our mind. And we know from the exit polls, which we'll be looking at Tuesday night, that many people do make up their minds at the last moment. So this is our projection, and our projections have been pretty good, but there's always the possibility that things could change.
We should mention, in 2008, you were exactly right.
We were exactly right in 2008. We were exactly right in 2004. And in terms of the popular vote for Congress, we were right in 06 and 10. So we have a pretty good record. Mm. This is a tougher election, though. People are conflicted about these candidates, and it's harder for the polls to come away with a consensus forecast of where this thing is going. But this is what we find.
Andy, you guys were interviewing people up until last night, almost 3,000 people you sampled for this poll. Talk a little bit about strength of support, because according to your poll, Obama also leads Romney when it comes to the strength of those who support him.
39% of Obama supporters say they strongly support him. Only 32% of Romney supporters say they strongly support him. Now, in the last 12 national elections, going back to 1960, in 9 of the 12 elections, the candidate who has the most strong support wins the popular vote. Hmm. The exceptions were Nixon in 1960, Carter, who didn't win the strong contest but did win the election, and President Bush in 2000, who did not win the popular vote.
Yeah. Interestingly, when you asked voters who they think will win, 52% say Obama, just 32% say Romney.
Yes, that has been pretty consistent through this election. Obama is seen by the average voters as the likely winner of the next election. That's another measure that's been a pretty good indicator of who will win the election. That is, the candidate that the electorate thinks will win generally does win.
Andy, what does the data tell us about who the Obama supporters are and who the Romney supporters are?
Well, white voters are voting on balance for Romney. Men are voting for Romney. Older people are voting for Romney, but all of their demographic counterpoints, women, younger voters, non-whites, are voting for Barack Obama. Also, there is a difference on the basis of income. More affluent people are voting for Romney. Less affluent people are voting for Barack Obama.
That's Andy Kohut. He's president of the Pew Research Center. Their final pre-election poll shows President Obama leading Mitt Romney 50 to 47%. Andy, thanks.
You're welcome, Guy.